From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, August 18, 2015. The Daily Freeman reports that the State Department of Environmental Conservation and State Department of Health issued an air quality advisory for Ulster, Dutchess, and Delaware counties and points south to New York City for Tuesday, August 18th. In all, Sullivan, Ulster, Dutchess, Putnam, Orange, Westchester, and Rockland counties and New York City are warned for high ozone levels. New Yorkers are urged to use mass transit or carpool instead of driving, turn off all lights and electrical appliances in unoccupied areas, use fans to circulate air. If air conditioning is necessary, set thermostats at 78 degrees. Close the blinds and shades to limit heat buildup and to preserve cooled air. Limit use of household appliances. If necessary, run the appliances at off-peak hours after 7 p.m. These would include dishwashers, dryers, pool pumps, and water heaters. Set refrigerators and freezers at more efficient temperatures. Reduce or eliminate outdoor burning and attempt to minimize smoking. Call the Air Quality Hotline at 800-535-1345 or visit dec.ny.gov. and health.ny.gov. Patricia Doxey in the Daily Freeman reports that Ulster County Legislature Chairman John Peretti proposed a $15 an hour minimum wage for county employees. Quote, "If we're going to try to save the world, we've got to start leading from right here," unquote, said Peretti, Democrat from Boyceville. Quote, "It might be an awful good signal to the world that we're progressive and we care about the people that are servicing us and servicing our county," unquote. The proposal would begin January 1, 2016, and the legislature's Ways and Means Committee will discuss it more in September. Ulster's full-time employees already make more than $15 per hour as of January 1, so the proposal would only affect part-time workers. Currently, 6 part-time union employees are scheduled to be paid $14.72 an hour beginning January 1, said Richard Gerentine, Republican of Marlborough. Quote, "I'm a business person. I don't think that we as a county should be dictating to anyone what minimum wage should be," unquote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Jeanette Wolfberg reports in the Columbia paper that Hudson school officials and parents will know where their children are this fall as wireless radio tracking devices are installed in school buses. School officials can go to a website and see where the buses are and how fast each one is traveling. Parents can get a mobile app to find out where the bus is. The devices will work for regular bus rides and special field trips. The program costs $21,000 annually. The next Hudson City School Board meeting is at 7 p.m. on Monday, August 24th at the Junior High School Library on Harry Howard Avenue. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. And Katie Kosiansky in the Register Star reports the Germantown Board of Education increased school taxes for the first time in 3 years, adopting an increased tax levy of 1.37% on August 12th. District residents approved the $14,502,850 budget on May 19th, $278 to $138. Business manager Kathy Gom said, quote, "The current levy will increase taxes $20 a year per house assessed at $100,000. Residents don't get to vote on the levy. They only vote on the district's spending plan," unquote. The next Germantown School Board meeting is at 6:30 p.m. on September 9th. Read that full story in the Register Star. Greene and Columbia counties both have high rates of enrollment in the Affordable Care Act, according to data compiled by Politico.com. In Columbia County, 10% of residents are enrolled in the new National Health Care Program, and 9% of Greene County residents are signed up. Albany, Rensselaer, and Delaware counties had just 7% enrollment. Schoharie and Dutchess counties have 8% involvement, and 10% of Ulster County residents have joined the program. Read the full story in Capital, New York. Now for the local weather forecast. Today, scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly after 5 p.m. and before 11 p.m. Before that, mostly sunny with a high near 88 and a low around 65. Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly after noon. Partly sunny with a high near 85 and low around 65. Thursday, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy with a high near 80. The sun rose today at 6.06 a.m. and will set at 7.51 p.m. And taking a look at public meetings happening today, it is the third Tuesday of the month. The Columbia County Health and Medical Services Committee meets at 4 p.m. at 401 State Street in Hudson. The Durham Town Board meets at 7.30 p.m. at Town Building, 7309 State Route 81 in East Durham. Hillsdale meeting at 7.30 p.m. at Town Hall on Main Street. In Hudson, the Finance Committee meets at 5 p.m. and the regular Common Council meets at 7 p.m., both at City Hall, 520 Warren Street in Hudson. And in Hunter, there is a meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 5748 Route 23A in Tannersville. The Lexington Town Board meets at 7 p.m. at the Municipal Building, 3542 Route 42 in Lexington. And there's a Taconic Planning Board workshop meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall on Route 82 in West Taconic. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, August 18th, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Neva Wartell, wishing you an excellent day.